When I arrived in my world history classroom, several students were already seated at their desks. Their avatars all sat motionless with their eyes closed. This was a signal that they were engaged, meaning they were currently on phone calls, browsing the web, or logged into chat rooms. It was poor Oasis etiquette to try to talk to an engaged avatar. They usually just ignored you, and you'd get an automated message telling you to piss off. I took a seat at my desk and tapped the engage icon at the edge of my display. My own avatar's eyes slid shut, but I could still see my surroundings. I tapped another icon, and a large two-dimensional web browser window appeared, suspended in space directly in front of me. Windows like this one were visible to only my avatar, so no one could read over my shoulder unless I selected the option to allow it. My homepage was set to the Hatchery, one of the more popular Gunter message forums. The Hatchery's site interface was designed to look and operate like an old pre-internet dial-up bulletin board system, complete with the screech of a 300 baud modem during the login sequence. Very cool. I spent a few minutes scanning the most recent message threads, taking in the latest Gunter news and rumors. I rarely posted anything to the boards, even though I made sure to check them every day. I didn't see much of interest this morning. The usual Gunter clan flame wars, ongoing arguments about the correct interpretation of some cryptic passage in Anorak's Almanac, high-level avatars bragging about some new magic item or artifact they'd obtained. This crap had been going on for years now. In the absence of any real progress, Gunter subculture had become mired in bravado, bullshit, and pointless infighting. It was sad, really. My favorite message threads were those devoted to bashing the Sixers. Sixers was the derogatory nickname Gunters had given to employees of Innovative Online Industries. IOI was a global communications conglomerate and the world's largest internet service provider. A large portion of IOI's business centered around providing access to the Oasis and on selling goods and services inside it. For this reason, IOI had attempted several hostile takeovers of gregarious simulation systems, all of which had failed. Now, they were trying to seize control of GSS by exploiting a loophole in Halliday's will. IOI had created a new department within the company that they called their Oology division. Oology was originally defined as the science of studying birds' eggs, but in recent years it had taken on a second meaning, the science of searching for Halliday's Easter egg. IOI's Oology division had but one purpose: to win Halliday's contest and seize control of his fortune, his company, and the Oasis itself. Like most Gunters, I was horrified at the thought of IOI taking control of the Oasis. The company's PR machine had made its intentions crystal clear. IOI believed that Halliday never properly monetized his creation, and they wanted to remedy that. They would start charging a monthly fee for access to the simulation. They would plaster advertisements on every visible surface. User anonymity and free speech would become things of the past. The moment IOI took it over, the Oasis would cease to be the open-source virtual utopia I'd grown up in. It would become a corporate-run dystopia, an overpriced theme park for wealthy elitists. IOI required its egg hunters, which it referred to as oologists, to use their employee numbers as their Oasis avatar names. These numbers were all 6 digits in length, and they also began with the numeral 6. So everyone began calling them the Sixers. These days, most Gunters referred to them as the Sucksors, because they sucked. To become a Sixer, you had to sign a contract stipulating, among other things, that if you found Halliday's egg, the prize would become the sole property of your employer. In return, IOI gave you a bi-monthly paycheck, food, lodging, healthcare benefits, and a retirement plan. The company also provided your avatar with high-end armor, vehicles, and weapons, and covered all of your teleportation fares. Joining the Sixers was a lot like joining the military. Sixers weren't hard to spot because they all looked identical. They were all required to use the same hulking male avatar, regardless of the operator's true gender, with close-cropped dark hair and facial features left at the system default settings. And they all wore the same navy blue uniform. The only way to tell these corporate drones apart was by checking the 6-digit employee number stamped on their right breast just beneath the IOI corporate logo.